Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Once again, it's a stunning winter morning here in Derbyshire. Blue skies, the sun has just risen, and it's nice and crisp with around about 10 centimetres of snow on the ground in places. But I'm at work today. I'm not quite sure why I signed up for overtime, but never mind. I said earlier in the year that 2013 wasn't the year for making New Year's resolutions, but it is the year of getting things done. And one of the things that's helped me was something that I discovered, or got a bit more knowledge from. It was the Business Jazz podcast back in October, and he was talking about lists, Roger Overall and Paul O'Mahony. And since hearing that podcast, I think it was December when I listened to that particular one, because I caught on to Business Jazz a little bit later. Because although I'm not in business as such, I am in the business of life. So a lot of the things that Paul and Roger discuss have been helping quite a lot. Lists. I'm one of these people that if I don't write something down, I'll usually forget. I don't forget things like my phone, objects like phone, keys, wallet, etc., etc. But I do forget to do things like finish assignments or little things that I dream up every now and then and just forget about them after a sleep. So I've been using Google Tasks or an app on the iPhone to just jot down all the little things that I think of. And it's been really helping. I'm just having a little play with Evernote now as well, because I know I can sync that with the Mac and use it on the iPhone. But making lists has been a great thing, and I've managed to complete quite a lot of tasks and jobs that I've had outstanding for a while now, and the satisfaction, I think Paul mentioned it on the Business Jazz podcast, the physical satisfaction of ticking something off a list, be it small or big, it just feels good to tick things off the list. But as I said, 2013 is the year of getting things done, and I'm going quite well so far. I've been chomping through that to-do list quite quickly, and the things that I've noticed, I've tried to be better with time management, and my social networking has really dried up. Although I have been listening to Audio Booze, I haven't really been on Facebook, not that I go on that much anyway, but I certainly haven't been on Twitter that much. I don't think I've refreshed my Twitter feed in about 3 or 4 days, and even then maybe it was just to reply to a message. Google Plus, I do go on that most days, so that's probably the only one really that I'm not slipping with. But I find that more I try and manage my time and try and get use out of my time, I'm leaving the social networking side to one side. But I do understand that in most of these time management ideas that I've read online, that when I'm trying to be more strict with the usage of my time, they do allocate a small amount of time for just doing things like social networking or just taking yourself away from things. But it's been good managing the time, making lists, etc. I'm managing to get a lot more done, and also I have been spending a lot more time with the family and reading books and things like that. So as I say, I'm at work now, and the postman has just come down into the area at the bottom. The word at the moment is really escaping me. The bit where the lorries turn around and back onto the bays. You might be able to hear a lorry or truck now. But it's totally covered in snow and ice. So it's quite interesting watching them trying to back on and failing miserably. The postman has just come down to turn round and has just slid on the ice. I think Postman Pat needs some lessons on how to drive in the snow. Okay, so I'll leave it at that for now because I'm digressing. Instead of posting a boring picture about tasks or lists, I'm going to post to you a picture of the scene that I'm witnessing at the minute, the awesome sunrise. Okay, so I'd just like to say thank you to Paul Omani, who is at Omani Blog, and Roger Overall. I'm really enjoying the Business Jazz podcast, and even though I'm not in business, I am in the business of life, so I'm getting a lot out of it. Okay, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.